910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department informing House Republicans President Biden has asserted executive privilege to keep audio recordings of his interview in the special counsel's investigation into his handling of classified documents. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan criticizing the president's decision.
The recordings are necessary. The transcripts alone are not sufficient evidence.
Ranking member Jerry Nadler calling the request for recordings motivated by politics.
A complete transcript has already been provided to the committee. The only thing that has not been produced is the recording itself, which can be easily manipulated.
Republicans were weighing whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt for not handing over the audio recordings. The hush money trial of Donald Trump resumed today. Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer, back on the stand facing cross-examination. Stocks soaring on data showing inflation may be cooling a bit. The Dow reaching a milestone, trading above 40,000 points today for the first time. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin today. She's talking to black voters in Milwaukee about the economy. Black voter turnout in Wisconsin was only 58% 4 years ago, and this year only 14% think the economy is doing well.
People are still struggling. People are still looking to get the things that they need. But I think that as we continue to move forward, you know, people are going to understand that this presidential election is going to be extremely important.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Green Bay Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and host a game on Thanksgiving night. The NFL released its regular season schedule last night. The Packers will play at least five games on primetime national TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Blatnick Bridge reconstruction project now has all the funding it needs to complete work on the bridge. According to the Minnesota and Wisconsin Departments of Transportation, the project's request of $1 billion in federal funding to replace the bridge has been approved. In addition to the funding, the project has also completed its environmental assessment, which found no significant impact that would have halted work on the bridge. The bulk of construction work likely will not begin until 2027. The city of Duluth is looking to help potential business owners learn how to redevelop previously polluted sites. According to a Northern News Now report, the city is sharing resources on how to redevelop the brownfield lands to make them suitable for new businesses. Brownfields are common in the West Duluth and Lincoln Park neighborhoods after years of industrial history, but officials say there are already businesses in the area that have successfully mitigated the negative effects of the blighted areas. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates with anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties, and Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind, like it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A damp and dreary day today, with highs only hitting the mid-60s and showers continuing. Storms fire up this afternoon, with a marginal threat for them to be severe, packing large hail and gusty winds, and around a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreidlow.
Friday is National Endangered Species Day, so we'll discuss the hostile habitat for a particularly rare species, the moderate Republican politician.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Thursday, May 16th, 2024. Welcome into the program. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison, Wisconsin. It is a beautiful day. Sunshine, warmer temperatures, a threat of weather for some severe weather in certain parts of the state. So stay abreast of the information there via the Civic Media app, but of course keep it tuned here to your favorite Civic Media station as well. But then tomorrow, looks like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, absolutely beautiful, Mr. Zommers. So looking forward to that. And of course, tomorrow night, very excited. I'm going to see Willie Nelson here at Bree Stevens Field in Madison.
I'm excited to hear about that. Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
It'll be a good time had by all, as they say. Looking forward to that. So, looking forward as well. A special Thursday edition for Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. It's going to be a special Thursday edition. Luke joins us to talk, for those watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and the Twix. Not Twitter, not X, but as Craig Ferguson says, Twix. I have my Green Bay Packers polo shirt on. Yes, indeed, because the Packers schedule has been released. Very excited about this, and we'll ask Luke Ster at the bottom of the hour a little bit about his thoughts on the Packers schedule. Of course, some of our fine stations in the Civic Media Radio Network carry the Green Bay Packers, including WRCO in Richland Center, Wisconsin, Southwest Wisconsin, and Park Falls Radio as well, up there in the great North Woods, WCQM. Park Falls Radio up there. So going to talk a little bit more about the Packers schedule and Civic Media covering that. Of course, our own Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, is always on top of the latest Packer news as well. So that's all coming up. Right now we are awaiting in Milwaukee, Vice President Kamala Harris. That's right. We have yet another presidential / vice presidential visit here in the great state of Wisconsin by the Biden-Harris administration, the vice president making a return trip to Wisconsin, as we said, this time in Milwaukee. And she brought along with her one of the great comedians, one of the great actors, performers, entertainers, D.L. Hughley. I've always kind of been a fan of his comedy. I think he's a great actor. I like him. And he was on earlier. And I was talking to Mr. Zommers here and say, I hope that he comes as the D.L. Hughley we all love. Kind of says something funny, kind of lighthearted. But he came out and he looked like he was running for president himself, Mr. Zommers. I mean, he had a suit. He looked very sharp, very dapper, but it was a very serious speech.
Indeed, it was very serious.
It was fine. It was great. He pointed out some of the great things that the Biden-Harris administration are doing, which, again, I'm all for that. We did that yesterday at length. But I was hoping we'd get a little bit more lightheartedness, a little bit more comedy out of it. And I know our very own Earl Ingram is in the room as well from the Earl Ingram Show, which can be heard, of course, each and every morning from 8 until 10 right here on Civic Media. And so Earl's there. My guess is that the vice president is running a little bit behind because Earl Ingram has cornered her behind the stage and says, come on now, I want to get an interview. If anybody could do it, it'd be Earl Ingram.
That's what's happening. Gotcha. That's why they keep having all these delays between all the speakers.
That's exactly right. Because Earl Ingram is getting exclusive with the vice president. We don't know that, you understand, but we're hoping that's the case. We'll find out, I'm sure, tomorrow on his show. But no, Earl is a man about town, a respected leader in the Milwaukee area. And so he is there in the room. I know part, not all, but part of the emphasis is on speaking to the African community in not just Milwaukee, but the entire state and also the region. And, and it's not just a message for the African community, but it's also for everyone, the economy, right? And I know there's a narrative out there by the Trump administration, the Trump campaign and Republicans that somehow the Biden administration has let down the African-American community, which we know, of course, is just complete hogwash. Not true at all. So they've brought D.L. Hughley, they brought Kamala Harris, and they're doing this event here on the Economic Opportunity Tour, as they're calling it, down in Milwaukee. So we will continue to monitor that. When the vice president comes to the podium, we will bring you Kamala Harris's statements here in just a little bit. So looking forward to that with nervous anticipation. Before we get into, as we wait for that, just want to cover a couple other news notes here about the state of Wisconsin from Governor Tony Evers and courtesy of WISP Politics. And by the way, if you don't subscribe to our friends over at wisppolitics.com, do yourself a favor. Father's Day is coming up in June here. Give Dad a subscription to WISP Politics because he and the entire family, of course, can be kept abreast of the latest political news via WISP Politics. Anyway, Governor Tony Evers has announced a special July election to fill the vacant 4th Senate district and one in November for the 8th Congressional District. The 4th CD, or rather SD, has been open since January when then-State Senator Lena Taylor, Democrat of Milwaukee, resigned following her appointment to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court. Senator Taylor, I've known her. She's a fine person, and she was elevated and appointed to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court. That election will be held on July 30th with a primary, if necessary, on July 2nd. So we'll see. I would be shocked if another Democrat didn't win that seat, but we'll see. The election will happen this summer. Already, State Representatives Dora Drake and Lakeisha Myers, both Milwaukee Democrats, have said they plan to run. Now, here's where things get, I know, a little complicated for some. And we want to try to lay this out, and the governor's office has done so over the last 24 hours or so. The executive order that Evers signed specifies the election will be held under the new map that he approved earlier this year. So it's not under the current map that Senator Taylor had. It's under the new map that'll be in place this fall. The state Supreme Court, in its ruling throwing out the lines from the 22 election, barred their use going forward. While the new maps include a provision that they don't take effect until the fall elections, the state Supreme Court declined an earlier request to specify which map should be used in the interim. So basically, to cut through the jargon, this special election to fill Senator Taylor's state Senate seat in the Milwaukee area will use the lines and the maps for the fall election, the ones that were put in place and drawn by Governor Evers and confirmed by the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Now, the special election in the 8th Congressional District, which is up in Green Bay area, will be held concurrently with the November election, with the August 13th primary. So far, State Senator Andre Jacques, former State Senator Roger Roth, and businessman Tony Weed have announced plans to seek the GOP nomination to replace Mike Gallagher, who resigned this spring. Dr. Kristen Lierley has announced plans to run, of course, as a Democrat. And people say, well, why are they having a special election? Here's what I've kind of piecemealed together based on my knowledge, and it's not a bad thing, in my opinion. Essentially, there's only going to be, not essentially, check that. There will be only one physical election. So voters in the 8th Congressional District up in the Green Bay area, northeast Wisconsin, you're only going to go to the polls once. And that is with everyone else who's going to the August 13th primary. That's the statewide primary, August 13th. And then on November 5th for the general election at the same time, voting for president and many other, you know, races on the ballot. The governor's office said that by law, the governor is required to hold a special election to fill that state or that U.S. Congress seat. So the governor is just fulfilling his constitutional legal obligation to call a special election, but it's going to run at the same time. My guess is what's going to happen then when voters in the 8th Congressional District in northeast Wisconsin go to the polling place on August 13th for the primary, and then in November, you'll essentially have two ballots for the same race, all right? So you're going to have to vote once for your candidate of choice in the quote-unquote special election and once for your candidate of choice in the regular election. Now, that may just be a technicality by law that you have to do that, but here's the shrewd thing, and again, I go back to, I can't confirm this, I don't know it, it's just a gut instinct based on conversations that I've had with people. I really truly believe that former Congressman Mike Gallagher, a Republican up there in Green Bay, did us all a favor, at least did a lot of us a favor, those who believe in democracy. Because by resigning at the time that he did, it meant that Governor Evers didn't have to call an earlier special election. He could hold it concurrently with the regular one. Why is that an advantage for people that believe in democracy? Because, quite frankly, I think that having three people on the Republican side run the primary, and it looks like Dr. Lyerly is going to have, she's going to have it alone in the Democratic race, I think it gives Dr. Lyerly a heads up. I really do. Even though that seat is 16 plus Trump. At least it gives Democrats a fighting chance, put it that way. If Gallagher had resigned a little bit earlier, that means that there would have been a special this summer up there, which the Republicans probably would have won, which would have meant you would have had a Republican in that seat all the way through January 3rd of next year. Why is that important? Because by doing it the way that, because when Gallagher resigned, allowing Evers to hold this quote-unquote special election at the same time as the general, that means, I mean, it's not impossible, but it's hard for me to believe that voters in the 8th district would go to the polling place on November 5th and say, well, we're going to vote for the Democrat in the general election, but, you know, we'll vote for the Republican in the special. Whoever wins the regular election is probably going to win the special up there on the 8th, right? So what that means is that whoever wins the election on November 5th in the special, but probably in the regular one as well, is not going to wait until January 3rd to take her or his seat. It means they'll take their seat immediately, which means, remember, Democrats or Republicans only have a one-seat majority in the House. That means that if Dr. Lyerly were to win this race, she could take the seat immediately. And theoretically, if things get funky, Democrats could take control of the House of Representatives during this tumultuous time leading up to the next January 6th. See how all that fits together? Very shrewd indeed. Was there a deal between Gallagher and Evers? Perhaps we'll never know, but it sure is interesting. Back with more after this, including the Vice President on The Oddball Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tonto Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Thursday. Coming up in just, about 10 minutes or so after the bottom of the hour, our very own Luke Mathers, executive producer here at Civic Media, will join us for a special Thursday Tangents with Lukester. He was tied up a little bit on Tuesday, so kind enough to make time for us today at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the Packers schedule released here last night. All the NFL is. I'm going to ask him about this question as well. I'll save it because, you know, we do this little segment called What's Grinding Your Gears. We'll see if what's grinding my gear is equal to or the same thing that's grinding Luke's gears concerning the NFL schedule. It will not surprise people that listen to this show regularly or that know me, but it is grinding my gears. We are awaiting right now the arrival of Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, or at least to the dais, to the podium there in Milwaukee, as she is expected to make remarks about the Nationwide Economic Opportunity Tour, as they're calling it, in Milwaukee with comedian D.L. Hughley doing some speaking there. Our own Earl Ingram is down there as well in the room. We will, I'm sure he'll have all kinds of information tomorrow in the morning from 8 until 10 on hopefully meeting and talking with the vice president. We shall see. By the way, we told you this yesterday as it happened. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to two debates, but not by the Presidential Debate Commission, which has been doing it since the 80s. And there was a big thing last night. The social media blew up and people are harping on Biden for not being a traditionalist. Well, I mean, my goodness. Presidential Debate Commission has only been a tradition since the 80s. So it's not like this has been happening since Washington's time. And they've agreed on two debates, one being hosted by CNN down in Atlanta, and then another one in New York City at the ABC News Network. So two presidential debates have been confirmed and agreed to. And now today, speaking of Vice President Harris, which may be coming to the podium in a moment.
Nope, not yet.
Oh, not yet. All right, we have... But there's a lovely band, as we're watching on television, a very nice band, by the way.
They're not playing, though.
Oh, really?
I think if they were playing at all, it was cut out during the White House live stream. Maybe that's why. It's the schedule of this has been super weird. So normally, when they say, hey, the president's going to be in town at, let's say, 11:30. Mm-hmm. At 11:30-ish, some other people will start speaking and then introduce. But here, it seems like... That's not been the case because they've had one speaker, 5 or 6 minutes where the stream is blacked out. One speaker, 5 or 6 minutes where the stream is blacked out. And so on with like six people so far.
It's been a slow drip.
It's very strange.
A slow drip of speakers. But that's how these things go. I mean, there's a variety of things we never know. I mean, God forbid there was some sort of, you know, emergency the vice president has to be briefed on. Maybe the plane or whatever is running a little bit late. Or maybe, as we said... Maybe Earl Ingram's getting an exclusive interview.
Maybe.
We'll find out. But speaking of the VP, Vice President Kamala Harris has agreed to debate Donald Trump's future running mate. According to a Biden campaign official who spoke to CNN, the Biden campaign informed CBS News that it had accepted the network's invitation to participate in a vice presidential debate in studio on either of the two dates that were outlined in the proposal, either July 23rd or August 13th. So ABC and CNN get the two presidential debates, and so far CBS has gotten the vice presidential debate to be held once again in studio. The official added, "We look forward to the Trump campaign accepting one of these dates so that the full debate calendar of this campaign can be set," unquote. The proposed date of July 23rd would come less than a week after the conclusion of the Republican convention in Milwaukee, giving Trump's running mate limited time to prepare for the debate with Harris. CNN had reached out to the Trump campaign about whether it would agree to his running mate for a debate. On Wednesday, of course, as we said, President Joe Biden and Trump accepted an invitation from CNN to debate on June 27th, a historically early showdown that will set the tone for months of the 2024 campaign. They've also agreed to that other debate on ABC News on September 10th. What I think is really interesting about this, and I think, quite frankly, is an improvement in some ways, is that there's not going to be, at least for the two, appears for the vice presidential one as well, and for the both the presidential debates, no big audience for it. So that it won't be all the audience participation and the moderator has to stop and say, please, no, you know, the clapping or booing or yelling or whatever. So apparently D.L. Hughley is back on the stand here and has just about, or is it going to announce here, the vice president? Indeed, she has been announced. And so we will take this as she's coming to the stand. D.L. Hughley just announcing the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, live right here in the state of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. Let's listen in for a couple of minutes here, see what they have to say.
Good afternoon, I think it is now. Please, everyone, have a seat. Rufus King, high school band. What? You all are killing it. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. Thank you all. Oh, when I look at our young leaders, I know the future of our country is so bright. Thank you all very much for being a part of today.
I'm glad to be here with you, Madam Vice President. I love Wisconsin. I'm glad to be here when it's not freezing. So we have a lot of incredible leaders here. First off, we'd like to acknowledge, thank you, James Phelps, who did that introduction where nobody clapped for me. I appreciate that. That's great. We have Deputy Secretary Wadi Adeyemo. Is he here?
Yes, he is here.
Stand up. You can stand up. We have Acting Secretary Adrienne Todman. Is she here? Stand up. Hey, let's do this. Why don't y'all stay standing until we finish? Just stand up. It's not a raid, I promise you. Ain't that gonna happen? We have Secretary of State Sarah Godlowski. Is she here?
She was here earlier.
There you go.
There she is.
We have County Executive David Crawley. Is he here? There you go. Mayor Cavalier Johnson, with a cool-ass name that is. That's dope. And, of course, Senator Tammy Baldwin is here. That's wonderful. It is so nice to be here with elected officials that are not under indictment. I tell you, I swear to God, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. You know, I've always been a huge fan of yours. You were my senator from California. I've been very proud of what you're doing. And this is an extension of what you did in California. I'm very proud of the work you're doing.
Thank you, this
is the third stop of your National Economic Opportunity Tour.
Yes.
Why did you decide to launch the tour, and how's it going so far?
So first of all, thank you, DL, for being here. And your voice is so important. You always take on the issue of the day. You give us humor and laughter, but you always talk about serious issues in such a thoughtful way.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you for
thank
being
you.
On the stage
My pleasure.
With me. Can we hear for DL, please? Are the cues in the house?
We are listening to Vice President Kamala Harris along with D.L. Hughley in Milwaukee. Have to pause just for a short break here. We're going to pick it up after the bottom of the hour news update. What we're going to do is we're going to pause this, and so we'll bring it to you without interruption.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you. The Class 3 milk price is seeing a lift midday on a Thursday. And if you're a Wisconsin dairy farmer, cheese is the influencer on this milk market. Matt Tranel joins us. He's a broker analyst in the Platteville office for Everag. They cover the globe for risk management for farmers. He says the difference in price swings between block and barrel cheese has to do with export numbers from earlier this spring into the summer.
We saw big exports in February. We saw an all-time record, regardless of month, in the month of March. We also have some exports in the channels for both April and May, and maybe even a little bit into June. But the carry and the cheese price was significantly higher, meaning down the road in your July, August, September, prices of cheese were trading towards $1.80, which wasn't nearly as much of a bargain discount as what the prices of cheese were in the months of April, May, and June when we were trading $1.40 to $1.60.
Matt Tranel from Everag. Again, Class 3 milk goes to make cheese. We'll take a look at what those Class 3 milk prices are doing next.
Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Those farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org.
From Chicago, grain markets are mixed. Cash corn is down 5.5 cents at $4.57 a bushel. December new crop corn is also down 5.5 at $4.81.5. Cash beans are trading up half a penny at $12.14 a bushel. November new crop beans are down 4.5 cents at $11.96.5. And July new crop wheat is trading down a penny and a half at $6.64.25. Taking a look at the Class 3 milk contracts, they're pushing upward today. The June contract is up 2 cents at $20.87 a hundredweight. The July Class 3 milk contract is up a nickel at $20.23. And looking ahead to August, that's up 18 cents at $19.97. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A damp and dreary day today, with highs only hitting the mid-60s and showers continuing. Storms fire up this afternoon, with a marginal threat for them to be severe, packing large hail and gusty winds, and around a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Siskel and Ebert producer John Davies and meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins the show to discuss tick season. Should be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Yeah, freedom.
Welcome back to the Tom Lawball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, May 16th, 2024. Our friend and colleague, executive producer of Civic Media, Luke Mathers, has made it in for a special Thursday edition of Thursday Tangents with Luke. We're going to pick up, we're going to get to Luke in just a couple of minutes, but what we have done here through the magic of radio and the fine production of Mr. Zommers, we have paused Vice President Kamala Harris's appearance along with comedian and actor D.L. Hughley down in Milwaukee. So we're about 4 minutes behind the actual live event, but I thought it was important to just stop it where you last heard it. We're going to pick up, going to give you just a few more minutes of this, and then Mr. Zommers will kind of keep monitoring it to see if there's any newsy things. So let's go back once again to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris, along with comedian D.L. Hughley.
Ain't nobody... It ain't nobody attacking the village at this point. But this is very important, and I know from my very lengthy conversation.
Yes.
Not only how important it is the work you've done, but to let people know about it.
That's right.
What's available.
That's right. So as you and I have talked about, first of all, we all know that we are a nation that was empowered and continues to be empowered by the aspirations and the ambitions of her people. And we also know that we don't lack for talent, we don't lack for skills, we don't lack for good ideas and innovative thought, but there are those who, with all of that, lack for access to either information or relationships that allow them to then translate all of those skills into something that will actually be real and, by extension, benefit the whole and entire community and society. So I decided to embark on this economic opportunity tour to travel the country and share with folks what resources are available. And resources that are not just about helping folks get by, but get ahead. We know that we all want an opportunity, if that is our life's calling or ambition, to be able not just to have a job, but to create wealth. Intergenerational wealth, to contribute to the economy of the neighborhood, of the place where you live, and by extension, our country and the world.
Right.
And so this tour is designed to get that information, because we are doing extraordinary work. I mean, I look at Mr. Phelps, who introduced you and I, his construction company. I was talking to him earlier. He has about 100 employees, and or 50 employees, but or actually, where is he? There you are. How many employees as of now? 50 employees. And I was sharing with Mr. Phelps that we, the president and I, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, the Infrastructure Act, we are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy, to deal with the climate crisis in a way that is about building up adaptation and resilience. Well, a business like Mr. Phelps's business is going to make what we plan to do out of Washington, D.C. real on the streets of America. And here's the thing about why I'm focused on small businesses. One of the reasons is that, do you know that over 90% of construction companies in America have 20 or fewer employees? They're small businesses doing extraordinary work. When you see the signs around Milwaukee and around our country brought to you by the Biden-Harris administration, and you see a crane and you see shovels in the ground, it's going to be with and in partnership with our brothers and sisters of labor, IBEW, who's doing the great apprenticeship work, and it's going to be businesses like Mr. Phelps who are doing that work. So we want them to know what is available to them.
You said something, because I think communally we understand we were raised to work really hard and things would happen. Like a lot of us were told we had to work twice as hard to get half as far. But it isn't just about hard work. It is what you alluded to earlier, access, information.
That's right.
And so that makes me proud. All you can say about somebody is that when you're climbing, you can recognize them when they get to the top. And I can say that's true of you. And that's something that makes me very proud. You are doing those things to expand access. And we talked about that. But the homeowner aspect,
Yes.
That is a chip in the game. That's a big chip in the game.
That's right.
That is access to capital. That is sending kids to college. That is taking a vacation.
That's right.
But for us, the path is a little curvier than for a lot of people.
That's right.
And what are you doing to mitigate some of those things?
So part of how I'm thinking of this economic opportunity tour in general is to acknowledge, speak truth, and acknowledge both the opportunities that exist, but also the disparities and the obstacles that exist.
Right.
So let's talk about Black home ownership. Without spending too much time on a history lesson, first of all, nobody got 40 acres and a mule.
Right. Right.
Then you look at, for example, and I'll jump around, what happened with a federal policy initiative that said about the greatest generation, those who fought in the wars that established America's leadership on a global scale. Let's invest in that greatest generation when they come back. And there were substantial federal dollars through grants that then went to those mostly servicemen who are then veterans coming back. So when there was this incredible boost around home ownership, let's invest in their ability to buy homes. Incredible boost. However, the Black servicemen did not get full advantage of those loans. So the discrimination occurred there. So where there was a boost, some got ahead and some just didn't get the benefit of it. You look at it in terms of what we know around segregation. You look at it in terms of redlining. And then most recently, an obstacle that we have been addressing and speaking truth about is racial bias in home appraisals, which is very real. So in an environment where Black families are 40% less likely to own homes, we also have among those who do own a home, so many examples, and DL, you can tell the story of how racial bias has undervalued a Black homeowner's home in such a way that if they rely on that biased appraisal, they will receive less value for their property. If they're trying to sell it or they're trying to get a second mortgage,
it's so ironic you bring that up. It's so ironic.
We're listening to Vice President Kamala Harris, who is in Milwaukee live right now, along with comedian and entertainer D.L. Hughley. And Mr. Sommer is going to continue to monitor this. So there's more news that comes out of it. We'll certainly bring it to you here on this show and certainly throughout Civic Media throughout the day. Joined now by executive producer of Civic Media, Luke Mathers, for a special Thursday edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke. You're a busy guy, Luke. We appreciate you making time for us. I think it's great, number one, that the vice president is in Milwaukee. And I know our colleague Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show every morning from 8 until 10 is there. He is a leader in Milwaukee as a whole, but also a prominent leader in the African American community in the Milwaukee area. And he is there. I think it's great that the vice president is here today and brought DL with him or with her and speaking directly, you just heard it here, to issues that affect a very important population in the segment of Wisconsin.
Yes, and I think it's great that we're here in Wisconsin, which the Biden administration, Vice President Harris giving the history and the background of why it's so important that these issues are being addressed. But I think it's also important to point out that here in Wisconsin, we have some of the most work to do because their reports and research has time and time again shown that Wisconsin is at the bottom of the list when it comes to states that are good for Black and African American people to live in. And so we have a lot of ground to make up here in Wisconsin, and it is very telling that we have a federal administration that is coming and putting in the work and showing what they're doing here to build back not only the small businesses as they're talking about with infrastructure, but specifically in mind to segments of the population that have been historically left out of progress in the past.
And it's an inclusive administration, which I love. And we talked about this a little bit on the show yesterday. And I'm not going to run down the whole list again. But and I heard actually Rick Smith, who's heard on tape delay still on many of our stations here at Civic Media, Rick Smith, the national radio and podcaster and television host, talked about the fact that Rick Smith was saying yesterday, I wish the Biden administration would tell more of the good stories. And we talked about this yesterday, and here's Kamala Harris, the vice president, doing that today. But just a partial list, $454 billion in this bipartisan infrastructure law that created 56,000 projects thus far across more than 4,500 communities across the nation, 165,000 miles of roads, more than 9,400 bridges, improving 450 ports and 300 airport terminals, and that is just a partial list.
Yeah, that's a lot of infrastructure weeks all tied into one.
But that was the point that Rick Smith was making. Yeah. You know, during the Trump administration, it became a farce. I mean, Saturday Night Live did skits on it. There never was any actual infrastructure. Well,
it was one of those Lucy with the football things. Right. Constantly throughout the 4 years of the Trump administration was, oh yeah, like it was a recurring joke, very similar to, oh, this is the week that Donald Trump became presidential. it was that paired with, there's a problem in the administration. Well, we're doing infrastructure week next week, so get ready. We're gonna have success. So much winning, so many deals being made, and and I think it's very telling that throughout his 4 years, former President Donald Trump did not deliver on infrastructure, where he may have been able to had he put maybe some ego aside,
exactly.
checked his own personality at the door and just tried to deliver for the American people. But Joe Biden in his first term has indicated that he's capable of doing that.
I to your point, Luke, I still maintain had Trump done exactly what you said, just checked his ego a little bit, picked one or two things to work with Democrats to show results, and then done even a mediocre job at the beginning of COVID, I think he would have gotten reelected.
I don't disagree with that at all.
There was time and time again, the
Trump administration and Donald Trump himself has shown that he is a man of political grievances, and he remembers everything, and he's spiteful. He needs to be the bigger person. He can't be the bigger person. Mm-hmm. He's got to be right. It's him. It's all Donald Trump, and Donald Trump. Had he just kind of, you know, gotten out of his own way, he could have possibly, he had unified Republican government for the first 2 years of his term.
Right.
He couldn't even get infrastructure week passed with his own party.
Yeah.
It is example after example that all of the smoke and mirrors that the Trump campaign and the Trump administration did is just that. It's smoke and mirrors.
But isn't it great now? We've got an administration, particularly a guy like Joe Biden, who's getting it done, who actually has a history, who has a bipartisan infrastructure law. And this partial list we read, of course, President Biden was in Superior. We covered that. He was down in Racine, Kenosha last week. We covered that. And now we've got Kamala Harris, vice president in Milwaukee, back talking about all these things that they have accomplished. And I love the fact that they're talking about the positives and like, hey, this is what we got done. And by the way, another shout out to the Rufus King High School Band. Speaking of getting it done.
Yeah?
I always love a good high school band.
Oh, the high school band. Yeah. Special place in my heart, I think. Sommer's heart as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You're talking to a couple of band geeks when you're talking to Aaron and I.
Well, so. I was the drum major my senior year of our high school band.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I wore the
I was on the drum line my
I
senior year.
I wore the tampon hat and the whole thing. So, you know, with the
plume. Come on. I've never heard it called that either, but I'm sure there's some circles of high schoolers that would call.
Well, and 4 years later, my sister also was drum major. We were the only brother sister known drum major at Richland Center High School.
I love that you throw known in there. Like.
No, because I mean, maybe
we got to get the Guinness Book of World Records in here.
It's the oldest continual high school band in Wisconsin, the Richland Center High School Marching Band.
Oak Creek Marching Knights, one of the best marching bands. A lot of hardware in that band.
We don't go
classroom.
For best at Richland Center, just oldest.
There you go. That's fair. Everybody's got their own thing.
We're all Luke's young back. With more, including our grievances, what grinds our gears, and the Packers. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, go vote for Biden. You think that was on the teleprompter? I don't think so.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are across Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. Download the app today at your favorite Apple or Android device. 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, May 16th, 2024. Almost said 17th. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a day ahead. That'd be a first.
Ready for the weekend. Growing up, driving around in the car with my dad, WKLH used to play that song at 5 p.m. every single Friday night. And it was the signal starting the weekend. What we're going to talk about here in reference there, but every single Friday when I was driving around the car, my dad would have KLH on, and when John Runyon came, or not John Runyon, why am I blanking? On the artist
Todd
name?
Rundgren.
Todd Rundgren. Oh. Yeah, thank you. I threw in a Packers player name there. That's how you knew the weekend was underway in Milwaukee.
Luke Mathers, he usually joins us on Tuesday, but has been gracious enough to join us for a special Thursday tangent edition with Luke Mathers, executive producer of Civic Media. Luke Strickland, let's get right into it now because of the vice president's speech. We don't have a lot of time here, but I got my Packers polo shirt on today. The NFL released their schedule. Quickly going through the preseason, which may be in danger moving forward, according to many sources. But anyway, they opened up at Cleveland, the Browns, and then they go to Denver, the Broncos, and they're at home for the final preseason game against the Baltimore Ravens, the Dirty Birds, at Lambeau Field.
Dirty Birds, that's Atlanta. Come on.
I still call them Dirty Birds. those are all on your local Packer television affiliate. Check your local listings. For time, and of course, on select stations here at Civic Media. Hopefully, one of yours have been selected. Richland Center and Park Falls, in particular.
And WRJN.
Although they can't hear us now anymore.
But our friends listening in southeastern Wisconsin on WAUK. And if you're in the Racine area listening on the app, you can listen to your green and gold on WRJN.
There you go.
Local news, timeless hits.
Oh, nicely done. You'd think he knows a lot about the police. And he does, as it turns out. So let's get right into the regular season. And we start off, where at, Mr. Zombers? Not Brazilian food, certainly not a Brazilian wax. We're going down to Brazil, São Paulo, and the Philadelphia Eagles down there in Brazil on Friday, September 6th. The Packers take on the Eagles down in Brazil. What do you think about this international trip?
Really grinds my gears that the tickets are so expensive down there.
Well, thank you for bringing this up first and foremost, because I was ready to go on this.
I looked myself too.
What's going to grind my gears already to kick things off is this freaking game is only on the Peacock. That's the sad part.
It's also on your select Civic Media radio stations. Well, yes. So you definitely want to drive over to your favorite spot to park your car, and you can listen to your green and gold that Friday night.
Larry McCarron, The Rock, no, it doesn't get any better than that. Yeah. But if you want to watch it, It's only on the Peacock.
Yeah, there's
which
there's,
grinds my gears.
Yeah, it's.
I want to see your Peacock.
Exactly.
Your Peacock.
I don't want to watch it, but that's the problem. You understand?
Oh yeah. Well, Todd, if you, there's ways to get around some of those paywalls and
well, and
just create a new Gmail account, sign up for the 7-day free trial, watch the game, and then cancel that account.
But this is what grinds
my lord. Is that legal?
It's a free trial. Why not?
But very quickly, in all seriousness, it's not just there are other games that are only going to be available.
Oh, this season more than ever before. Netflix is going to have for the next 3 years the Christmas Day game. So
I can't. All right, let's go.
Netflix,
continue on.
Did you see what Comcast wants to do? Or yeah, like they want to rebundle all these streaming services? It's cable again.
Cables. I mean, everything is circular. We're going back to cable. Only this time it's
you
streaming.
Cut the cord, and now it's still cable because you have to buy all of them to get what you want to watch.
At least it's still not going to end up being $100 a month.
Not yet.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, YouTube TV is just going to continue to jack up its prices.
And the thing is, you still got to have Spectrum or somebody provide your internet plus on top of the streaming.
Yeah.
All right. We got a couple of 3 minutes here. Let's go. the first home game is Sunday, September 15th after the hangover flight back from Brazil. The Colts, Indianapolis Colts, come. It's on Fox at home.
Yep.
Any thoughts on that one?
I love me some Jonathan Taylor.
Me
so
too.
The fact that JT gets to come home and play here in Wisconsin, I think that it'd be a really exciting game to watch.
Yep. Then we go down to September 22nd, down to Tennessee. The Titans, that one's on Fox. Who cares? Then back home for a game against the Minnesota Vikings. This is the gold package for people that have the gold package tickets. The Vikes.
Three of the divisional games are on the gold package.
Yeah.
It's
on CBS.
Yeah.
Jim Nance.
Yep.
Probably.
And Tony Romo.
Yeah. And Tony Romo. Wisconsin native Tony Romo. So I like that we're getting the Vikes at home early on. I think that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Then at Los Angeles, California, the Rams on Sunday, October 6th, at home against the Cardinals on October 13th, and at home against the Houston Texans on October 20th. Did you see that J.J. Watt? In all seriousness, said if the Texans called this season and said they need him, he'd come out of retirement for one more year.
Yeah, because did you see how good Houston was last year?
Right.
Of course. Like, JJ did not get the—I mean, he got to the playoffs. He took Houston to the playoffs for the first time in a real long time when he did that, but he never got close to that Super Bowl ring, and— dust on those cleats.
Yeah, I like to see it. Sunday, October 27th at Jacksonville. Then this is, I don't feel good about this, at home on November 3rd against the Detroit Lions. I think the Lions are going to win the Central this year.
The Central.
Or the North, whatever the hell it's called. Yeah, it changes. Right. I don't like that.
Yeah. It hasn't changed in years.
I'm old.
It hasn't changed in decades.
All right, we're running out of time.
Okay, yeah,
Sunday, November 10th, it's a bye. We win that one. November 17th, the Chicago Bears at Chicago. It'd be a more challenging game against Northwestern.
We'll see.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the Bears make a recovery this year?
I think the Bears are going to... It's one of those things where it's like they got to get better eventually, right? They keep pumping a lot of young talent onto the roster, and so it's like sooner rather than later, it's gonna probably click. I don't know if it's gonna click that early in the season or if it's gonna be this season at all for Chicago, but I think completely counting them out is not necessarily the best idea.
Sunday, November 24th, the San Francisco 49ers at home at 3:25. I'm predicting the Packers finally get a win against the 49ers at home.
That's fair.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that.
Then,
and these are four, so starting with San Francisco, I believe, four primetime games
all in
a row.
Yeah.
So I think the NFL, you know, the joke last year was there were script writers. Pretty late in the season, four primetime games in a row. Sounds like the NFL script writers think Green Bay might be good.
I think you're absolutely right.
Jordan
dial up your turkey and cranberries for Thanksgiving on the 28th of November. The Dolphins at home.
Yeah.
I like the Packers on Thanksgiving. And then we finish up the season with the Bears at home. Another win. Luke, sir, thank you.
Not a problem.
He'll be back next Tuesday. We'll be back next hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
Mom.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreidlow.
Friday is National Endangered Species Day, so we'll discuss the hostile habitat for a particularly rare species, the moderate Republican politician.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.